نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا توبوا الى الله توبه نصوحه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ايها الناس توبوا الى الله حق تعالى فرماتے ہیں ایمان والو اللہ تعالی کی طرف خالص توبہ کرو اور حدیث شریف میں فرمایا جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اے لوگو اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف رجوع کرو. توفیق الہی اپنے محبوب مرشد پاک کی طفیل توبہ کی حقیقت کے بارے میں کچھ عرض کیا جا رہا ہے. مجلس وزد حاجی فاروق صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ mentions that اللہ تعالیٰ says in the Quran, O believers, do a توبہ which is a true توبہ, a sincere توبہ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O mankind, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat is saying, with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala and through the medium of my Shaykh, we are going to talk about what is the reality of tawbah, repentance, seeking forgiveness. Khata ko yaad karke dil ka dukh jana, aur uske liye lazim hai us gunah ko tarak kar dena. When you remember your sin, then you feel hurt inside, you feel regret inside, and it's necessary after remembering the sin, after you feel the regret, that you give up that sin. Aur aainda ke liye pukhta irada rakhna ke ab na karenge, and in the future, for the future, you make a firm intention, firm resolution that I will not commit this sin. اور خواہش کے وقت نفس کو روکنا. And when the urge to commit the sin comes, at that time you refrain yourself. That is called توبہ. توبہ کے معنی رجوع کرنے اور بعد سے قرب کی طرف لوٹ آنے کے ہے, دور سے نزدیک آ جانے کے لیے. The word توبہ means to turn, and from far away to come closer. You so far, now you come closer to Allah Ta'ala. Magar uske liye bhi ek ibtida hai aur ek intiha hai. And for tawbah there is a starting point and there is a finish point. Ibtida to ye hai ke qalb par noore maarifat ki shuaye phail jaye aur dil ko mazmoon ki puri aagahi hasil ho jave ke gunah sam mein qatil hai aur tabah kar dene wali shay hai. اور پھر خوف اور ندامت پیدا ہو کر گناہ کی تلافی کرنے کی سچی اور خالص رغبت اتنی پیدا ہو جاوے کہ جس گناہ میں مبتلا تھا اس کو فوراً چھوڑ دے, اور آئندہ کے لیے اس گناہ سے بچنے اور پرہیز کرنے کا مسمم پکا ارادہ کر لے, اور اس کے ساتھ ہی جہاں تک ہو سکے گزشتہ تقصیر اور کوتاہی کا تدارک کرے. جب ماضی اور مستقبل اور حال تینوں زمانوں کے متعلق توبہ کا یہ ثمرہ پیدا ہو جائے گا, تو یہ گویا توبہ کا وہ کمال حاصل ہو گیا جس کا نام توبہ کی انتہا ہے. The starting point of the توبہ is that in your heart you recognize, Allah Ta'ala puts the noor inside your heart and you recognize that guna is a poison. And guna is something, sin is something that will destroy me. After that recognition, the fear of Allah, and that you feel ashamed, after that you make a sincere tawbah. Whatever sin you were involved in, straight away you stop doing that sin. So first, regret in the past. And then, present, that you stop doing that sin. Or, and for the future, that you make a firm resolution that I will never go near this sin again. When your past, present and future is this condition, then you have now reached the perfection of tawbah, the finishing point of tawbah. محققین کا مشہور قول تو یہ ہے کہ توبہ کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ عدم عود یعنی پھر گناہ نہ کرنے کا عزم ہو. The researchers in tasawuf say that it is important for توبہ, it is necessary for توبہ that you have this resolution that I will not commit this sin again. I will not return to this sin. لیکن ذوق اور ظاہر نصوص اس کے خلاف ہے. اس لیے عزم عدم عود توبہ کے لیے لازم ہے. حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اس کے معنی یہ فرماتے ہیں کہ عزم کے ساتھ قدرت اور مشیت الہی پر بھی نظر کر کے ابتلا کا بھی اندیشہ رکھے. حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز ون از اے فرم ریزولوشن دیٹ آئی ول ناٹ کمٹ دس سن اگین, بٹ حضرت سیز add something extra on it, that I am weak, with the help of Allah Ta'ala, I will not commit this sin again. If you are making a resolution that I will never commit this sin again, then maybe proud, you might become proud that I am strong now, but ask and seek the help of Allah Ta'ala, request Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I have made a sincere tawbah, I am weak, I am a human being, the urges are there, the environment is there, without your help, I cannot save myself from sin. یہ حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا راستہ اختیار کیا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ سے پناہ مانگتا رہے کہ یا اللہ اپنی رحمت کاملہ سے اپنی حفاظت کاملہ میں لے لے. حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز آلویز سیک ریفیوج فرام اللہ تعالیٰ, تو اللہ تھرو یور مرسی اینڈ یور پرفیکٹ مرسی ٹیک از ان ٹو دا سیف انوائرمنٹ ویئر وی آر سیف فرام سن. محققین کے نزدیک توبہ کی حقیقت ندامت ہے. آدمی زبان سے بھی توبہ کرے اور دل سے نادم بھی ہو, اور یہ جو توبہ دل کی ندامت کے ساتھ ہے مستقل طاعت ہے. دا محققین سے دا ریالٹی آف توبہ از فیلنگ اشیمڈ اینڈ ریگریٹ. ون از اے پرسن سے ان توبہ توبہ اورلی, بٹ ہی ڈزنٹ فیل ریگریٹ ان سائڈ, دیٹ از ناٹ ریالٹی آف توبہ. Oral also, that you are saying, asking for forgiveness, and inside your heart, internally also, you feel ashamed. Allah Ta'ala ne irshad farmaya, innama at-tawbatu 'ala Allahi lil-ladhina ya'maluna as-su' bijahalatin, thumma yatubuna min qareebin, fa'ulaika yatubu Allahu 'alayhim, wa kana Allahu 'aliman hakima. Tarjama, tawbah, jiska qubool karna hasb-e wada Allah Ta'ala ke zimme hai, ان لوگوں کی ہے جو حماقت سے کوئی گناہ صغیرہ یا کبیرہ کر بیٹھتے ہیں, پھر قریب ہی وقت میں یعنی قبل حضور موت توبہ کر لیتے ہیں. سو ایسوں پر تو اللہ تعالیٰ قبول توبہ کے ساتھ توجہ فرماتے ہیں, اور اللہ تعالیٰ خوب جانتے ہیں کہ کس نے دل سے توبہ کی ہے. حکمت والے ہیں کہ دل سے توبہ نہ کرنے والوں کو نصیحت نہیں کرتے, اور ایسے لوگوں کی توبہ قبول نہیں جو برابر گناہ کرتے رہتے ہیں, یہاں تک کہ جب ان میں سے کسی کے سامنے موت ہی آکھڑی ہوئی تو کہنے لگے کہ میں اب توبہ کرتا ہوں. حضرت اللہ تعالیٰ mentions in the Quran that اللہ تعالیٰ makes a promise that he accepts the توبہ of those who, because of their weakness, committed a sin, minor or major, and then they turn towards Allah Ta'ala, and they make توبہ before the death. Before the angel of death, before they see the angel of death, Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah. And those who continuously sin and keep on sinning, and when they see the angel of death, and then they ask for tawbah, that tawbah is not accepted. یہاں حضور موت کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ دوسرے عالم کی چیزیں نظر آنے لگے, اور برابر گناہ کرنے کا مطلب یہ نہیں کہ بار بار کرتے ہیں, بلکہ اگر ایک بار بھی گناہ کر کے اس سے توبہ نہ کی تو بوجہ ہے اس کے یہ اصرار ہے, اور اصرار حکم عود میں ہے, اس لیے اس کو بھی مثل بار بار گناہ کرنے کو کہا جائے گا. حضور موت, that they see the angel of death when death is present, means that when they can see the عالم برزخ, the next world, at that time when they ask for توبہ, their توبہ is not accepted. اور قبول توبہ کی علامت یہ ہے کہ اس گناہ کا نقش ذہن سے بالکل محو ہو جائے. محو ہو جانے سے مراد یہ ہے کہ اس کا قلق طبعی نہ رہے, گو یاد بھی رہے اور قلق عقلی بھی رہے, لیکن اسے معلوم ہو اور یاد رہے کہ میں نے یہ جرم کیا ہے. What is the sign of a توبہ being accepted? Hazrat says that the sin that a person has committed in the past and he has made a sincere tawbah, it is wiped away from his memory. It's gone, it's wiped away. But Hazrat says sometimes you might remember it And you might feel that, oh, I committed a sin in the past. Hazrat said, that is, there's nothing wrong with that. That is natural that you remembered it. Mere Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah ne farmaya ki guna ho gaya aur fil fall toba kar li. Baad mein kisi waqt puri kaifiyat ke saath guna yaad aaya to agar tabiyat maghmoom ho jaye to toba sadika thi aur agar tabiyat mahzooz ho jaye to toba sachi nahi thi. Fir se khoob istighfar kare. Hazrat Masih Umar Rahmatullah Alayhi has explained very beautifully that you committed a sin and you sought forgiveness, you asked for forgiveness. Now, after a while, you remembered that guna. And when remembering that guna, you felt ashamed. Hazrat is saying that is a sign that the tawbah was true. But when you remembered that guna, you thought to yourself, that was a nice time I had. It was something nice. That means your tawbah was not sincere. You need to make a sincere tawbah. Tawbah har shakhs par wajib hai. Kyunki Allah Ta'ala tamam musalmanon ko mukhatib banakar farmate hain, e iman walo, tum sab tawbah karo taake falah pao. Hazrat is saying tawbah is wajib on everybody. Because Allah Ta'ala has ordered the believers that all believers turn towards Allah Ta'ala, seek repentance so that you may be successful. حق تعالى نے ارشاد فرمایا فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه واصلح فان الله يتوب عليه. جو شخص موائف قاعدہ اپنی اس زیادتی یعنی گناہ کرنے کے بعد توبہ کر لے اور آئندہ کے لیے اعمال کی درستی کر لے, تمام برائیوں کو چھوڑ دے اور اپنی توبہ پر قائم رہے, تو بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے حال پر رحمت کے ساتھ توجہ فرمائیں گے کہ توبہ سے پچھلے گناہ معاف فرمائیں گے اور استقامت علی توبہ کی وجہ سے مزید عنایت فرمائیں گے. اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ میرے بندے اگر زمین اور آسمان کے برابر بھی گناہ لے کر میرے پاس آئے اور مجھ سے مغفرت چاہے تو میں سب کو بخش دوں گا اور گناہ کی کثرت کی پرواہ نہ کروں گا. اللہ تعالیٰ says in the Quran that if my servant asks for sincere repentance, makes tawbah, whatever he has wronged himself on, and then he reforms himself, he changes himself, he is firm on his tawbah, and he carries his life on according to the Sharia, then Allah Ta'ala will show mercy on that person. Allah will forgive all his past sins, and Allah will make him firm on his tawbah. And Allah Ta'ala says that if my servant were to bring sins according to the earth and the skies, and he comes with me with sincerity and asks for forgiveness, I will forgive him and I will not look at his sins. Bas umre guzishta ke zai hone ka ilaaj maujood hai. Whatever Hazrat is saying, there is a prescription for us for whatever time we have spent in sins in the past, and that prescription is seeking forgiveness. Hadith Sharif mein hai, At-taibu min adh-dhanbi kamal la dhanbala. Gunah se toba karne wala aisa hai jaisa wo shakhs jisne koi gunah kiya hi na ho. In the hadith it is mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person who seeks repentance from his sins is like that person as if he has not sinned at all. Niz janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain, beshak main har roz 70 dafa istighfar karta hu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, without any doubt, every day I make istighfar 70 times. That is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying. یعنی انبیاء کا گناہوں سے پاک ہونا ہمارا عقیدہ ہے, پھر بھی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم استغفار فرما رہے ہیں. It is our belief that the prophets are free from all sins. That is our belief, that is our عقیدہ. But still the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is making استغفار. یہ انبیاء اور اکابرین مقبولین کی حالت ہے تو ہم کس شمار میں, اس کی پرواہ نہ کرے کہ توبہ ٹوٹ جائے گی. جب توبہ ٹوٹ جائے فوراً دوبارہ پھر توبہ کر لے. So Hazrat is saying, these are our prophets. Who are we? As servants, we are not safe from sins. So we should be very, every day we should be seeking repentance. And Hazrat says, don't worry about that I have made a sincere tawbah, my tawbah will break again, I will not be firm on my tawbah. Hazrat said, don't worry. Sharat yeh hai ke tawbah dil se ho. The condition is that the tawbah is sincere and it is from your heart. Tawbah ke waqt ye azam pukhta ho ke ab ye gunah na karenge. इस तरह तोबा करके अगर 100 मरतबा भी तोबा टूटे कुछ परवाह नहीं, हर दफ़ा फिर तोबा करता रहे, अल्लाह ताला के मकबूल और इबादत गुजार बंदों में शुमार होंगे। इफ़ यू ब्रेक योर तोबा 100 टाइम्स डेली, सीक रिपेंटेंस, सीक फॉरगिवनेस बट विथ सिंसियरिटी, देन यू विल स्टिल बी काउंटेड अमंग दोज हु आर द एक्सेप्टेड सर्वेंट्स ऑफ अल्लाह ताला। मौलाना रूमी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह फरमाते हैं, बाज़ आ हर आँच है हस्ती बाज़ आ, यानी हमारी दरगाह की तरफ ज़रूर वापस आओ, जो कुछ भी तुम हो वापस आओ, अगर काफिर बुतपरस हो तो भी वापस आओ, ये हमारी दरगाह ना उम्मीदी की दरगाह नहीं है। सैकड़ों बार अगर तोबा तोड़ चुके हो तो भी वापस आओ और तोबा करो, हम कबूल करेंगे। मौलाना रूमी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह इन अ पर्शियन कपलत ही सेज, अल्लाह ताला सेज दैट दिस कोर्ट ऑफ आवर्स is something that you need to return to. If you have broken your tawbah, if you are a kafir, if you are an idol worshipper, if you are a mushrik, whatever you are, turn towards us, come to us. Allah Ta'ala says, we will accept your tawbah and we will count you amongst those who are accepted to us. Tawbah ke fawaid, the benefits of tawbah. Allah Ta'ala ki wusat, रहमत है कि हर हाल में इजाज़त दे दी, चाहे पाक हो या नापाक हो, कि हमसे बातें कर लो, हमारा नाम ले लो, हर हालत में तुम्हारी बात सुनी जाएगी। वन ऑफ द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ तौबा इज दैट इज सेइंग दैट इट इज़ द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह ताला दैट अल्लाह हैज़ गिवन अस परमिशन, इफ यू आर पाक और नापाक, इफ यू आर प्योर और इम्प्योर, टेक हिज नेम, टर्न टूवर्ड्स अल्लाह ताला, टॉक टू अल्लाह ताला, टर्न टूवर्ड्स अल्लाह ताला। तौबा की बदौलत अल्लाह ताला की रहमत तुम्हारे साथ होगी, इस्तिग़फ़ार के बाद जमीयत कल्ब मन हासिल होगी। थ्रू तौबा अल्लाह मर्सी विल बी ऑन यू एंड बाई डूइंग इस्तिग़फ़ार योर कल्ब योर हार्ट विल बिकम स्ट्रॉन्गर। अगर सारी ज़मीन गुनाहों से भर जाए तो तौबा सबको मिटा देती है, जैसे बारिश ज़रा ज़ोर सा होता है मगर बड़े बड़े पहाड़ों को भी पानी नीचे गिरता है। हज़रत इज़ सेइंग इफ़ योर द होल अर्थ इज़ फिल विद sins, then toba will wipe them all away. Deen aur dunya ki hajaton ke barane ka zariya istighfar hai. To fulfill the needs of this world and the hereafter, one of the means is istighfar, is repentance. Maazi se istighfar aur toba Allah Ta'ala ki narazi ka ilaj hai aur aainda ke liye islah-e-amal hai. Istighfar, seeking repentance from the past, takes away, wipes away the anger of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's mercy descends. Toba karne se gunah ki aadat aur uska taqaza badal jata hai. By keep on doing toba, your habit of committing sins will lessen one by one, slowly, slowly. Toba bahasbe maasiyat hoti hai. Toba will be according to your sin. The more major your sin, the more major your toba should be. तदारुक में भी जो अमल के काबिल तदारुक है और ऐलान की ज़रूरत और अदम ज़रूरत में भी, चुनांचे तर्क नमाज से तोबा के लिए ज़रूरी है कि नमाज कज़ा करें। देन देर इज़ दैट तोबा वे सम सिंस आर सच दैट यू हैव मिस्ड योर नमाज, फॉर एग्जांपल, जस्ट बाय सीकिंग रिपेंटेंस तोबा विल नॉट बी फुलफिल्ड, यू विल हैव टू डू कज़ा ऑफ योर नमाज, फ़र्ज़ नमाज। इफ़ यू हैव मिस्ड द फ़र्ज़ obligatory fasts, then you will have to make tawbah, ask for forgiveness and keep them fasts also. Tawbah ke liye sharat hai ke apni galti se tawbah kar li, rujoo kar le. Ikhlas aur nadamat sharait mein se hai, yani is tarike se tawbah kare ke khub kamil ho. Suluk mein har baat kamal se kamyab hoti hai aur kamal ki koi had nahi. Hazrat is saying the tawbah, the condition of the tawbah is feeling ashamed and giving up that sin, and it has to be with sincerity. The tawbah has to be perfect. In suluk, in tasawwuf, the Sufis want everything to perfection, and there is no limit to perfection. Gudishta gunaho par nadamat aur mazirat zahir kare, aur jo hukukul ibad wajibul ada hai, unke ada ka azam kare. Hazrat is saying, when you have regret over your past sins, and those rights of the people which are wajib for you to fulfill, now you have to fulfill them after your tawbah. Agar gunah sadir ho jaye, to foran do rakat namaz tawbah ki niyat se pare, phir tawbah kare, zuban se bhi tawbah kare, aur rone ki shakal bana kar, Allah Ta'ala se khub maafi mange. And if you have committed a sin, then Hazrat says, straight away read 2 rakats of Tawbah namaz. And do Tawbah sincerely, with orally, with your tongue. And try to cry and weep if you can. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyat. Nekiya gunaho ko zail karti hai. Then after the sin and after repentance, try to carry out as many good deeds as you can. Because Allah Ta'ala says, good deeds wipe away bad deeds. Namaz mein, Tawbah karne mein dil hazir hoga. Aur qubool Tawbah ke liye huzur qalb zaruri hai. Before namaz also, seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. When you stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, seek forgiveness. So what will happen? You will turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Chunke nafs ko namaz shaq hai, isliye nafs gunahon se ghabrayega. Ke kahan ki illat sar lagi, balkay shaitan bhi gunah karana chhod dega, kyunki wo dekhega ke main isse 10 gunah karaunga to ye 20 rakate padega. Gunah to toba se maaf ho jayenge aur ye 20 rakate uske paas nafa mein rahi. Our ego, namaz is very hard on our ego. The person doesn't like to read namaz. It's like a burden on the ego. So when a person commits a sin, according to the sin, read some rakats of namaz. Hazrat is saying, you have done tawbah. Allah Ta'ala has accepted the tawbah. Your gunah has been wiped away. Your sin has been wiped away. Now you will get extra sawab, extra reward for reading the namaz. That is a punishment. Shaitan doesn't like namaz. The ego doesn't like namaz. Mere Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh ne farmaya ke jab zara si bad nazri ho jaye, to 20 rakate padhe ke nafs aur shaitan ki kamal toot jaye. My Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh said, one evil glance, one sin that you commit, read 20 rakats of namaz. Your nafs, your ego will break and shaitan will break also. They will not come to you again. Tawbah ke liye to gunahon ko yaad kare, uske baad ji bhar ke tawbah kar le. Magar usko jaan jaan kar yaad na kare, aur ye roz roz ka rona ke hum gunahgar hai wagera chhod de. Kyunki ye banda aur Allah Ta'ala ke darmiyan ek hijab sa maloom hone lagta hai, jo muhabbat aur tarakki mein rukawat hai. Hazrat is saying, when you have committed some sins, now you ask for forgiveness. When you ask for forgiveness, don't try to remember each and every sin. I did this and I did this and I did this. Whatever comes to your mind, that, oh Allah, I did these sins, I ask for forgiveness. And then Hazrat says, once you have asked for forgiveness, now every day don't just sit there and think to yourself, oh, I am so sinful. I did this sin. Hazrat is saying, by remembering all the past sins, it will become a barrier to your progress towards Allah Ta'ala. اور جس کا اثر یہ ہوگا کہ وہاں سے بھی عطا میں کمی ہوگی بعد توبہ کے اگر از خود پرانا گناہ یاد آ جائے تو پھر تجدید توبہ کر کے کام میں لگ جائے after you have made your sincere توبہ sincere repentance and all and automatically you remembered your past sin straight away say استغفراللہ and carry on with what you are doing میرے حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا کہ گناہ یاد آ جائے تو اللہم اغفر لی کہہ کے آگے چل کیونکہ مقصود بذات اللہ کی یاد ہے نہ کہ گناہوں کی یاد ہمارے حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ said if you remember a past sin say اللہم اغفر لی اللہ forgive me and carry on doing what حضرت is saying what is the aim to remember your sins or to remember Allah Ta'ala the aim for a believer is to remember Allah Ta'ala not to remember your past sins گناہ اگر یاد آ جائے تو انہ للہ پلے and if you remember the sin then read انہ للہ و انہ الیہ راجعون شیخ اکبر رحمت اللہ علیہ کا قول ہے کہ ذکر معصیت کو مقصود بذات نہ بنائے کیونکہ اس سے یہ خیال ہو جاتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھ سے ناراض ہے اور یہ خیال بہت خطرناک ہے حضرت شیخ اکبر رحمت اللہ علیہ says the counting of your sins and remembering of your sins don't make it an aim and objective of your life because then you will have this thought that Allah is not happy with me Allah تعالیٰ is not pleased with me and this is a very dangerous thought for a person اگر اللہ تعالیٰ تم سے ناراض ہوتے تو تمہیں طاعت کی توفیق نہ دیتے if Allah was not happy with you then he wouldn't have brought you to the masjid he wouldn't give you the guidance to do carry out good deeds اب سوال یہ ہوتا ہے پیدا کہ صدور معصیت کے بعد توبہ کرتے وقت کیا ہر گناہ کا نام لینا ضروری ہے تو یہ ضروری نہیں کہ پوری فہرست لے کر بیٹھے بلکہ یوں کہے کہ وہ سارے گناہ جو میں جانتا ہوں اور ان میں سے بھی کہ جن کو میں نہیں جانتا اے اللہ آپ کے علم میں ہے میں سب سے توبہ کرتا ہوں Hazrat is saying that when you sit down to ask for forgiveness, you don't have to count each and every sin and you have to have a whole list of them. All you have to say is, oh, Ya Allah, all those sins that I know that I have committed and those sins that I don't have the knowledge of but you have, oh Allah, I ask forgiveness from them. Main sabse toba karta hoon. Bas ek baar ji bharkar toba istighfar kar le, uske baad aage chale. One, complete sincere toba and move forward. قرآن مجید اور احادیث میں جو وعید گناہوں پر آئی ہے ان کو یاد کرنا اور سوچنا اس سے گناہ پر دل میں سوزش پیدا ہوگی اور یہی توبہ ہے. And how do you get to the توبہ? To remember all those punishments on the sins which are mentioned in the Quran, which are mentioned in the Hadith, to remember, to do تعلیم of them, to read them. اللہ تعالیٰ اپنی مرضیات پر چلنا آسان فرمائے, نفس اور شیطان کے جنگل سے آزاد فرمائے, اور جو توبہ کی حقیقت ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اسے قائم رکھنا نصیب فرمائے. So, توبہ is a great mercy of اللہ تعالیٰ which اللہ تعالیٰ has granted us. And we are all human beings. Sins will be committed, but we have to make a firm resolution. It is not that a Mauli Sahib is safe from sins, no. Anybody can commit sins. There is a famous Sheikh Salim Chishti. Sheikh Salim Chishti, rahmatullah alayhi, was very famous in his area. And there was a merchant, and for his trade, he had to travel to another country. And he had a young girl in his house. The wife had passed away. This is the only girl. So he thought to himself, I am traveling so far away to another country for a long period of time. Where do I leave my daughter? Who will she be safe with? Who can I trust? So he inquired from the people of the town and they all said, Sheikh is a great pious elder. He is one of the sheikhs of the mashayikh. Sheikh Salim Chishti, rahmatullah alayh. He is the most trustworthy person in our local area. So he went to the sheikh and said, Sheikh, this is my problem. I am traveling. Can you keep my daughter? Now, Shaitan is a very big trickster. If he can trick the Sahaba, who are we? One Sahabi, radiallahu an, he used to sell dates, khajur. And this one girl came to buy khajur, to buy dates. Shaitan came and did his work, tricked him. Shaitan. Then the Sahabi said to the girl that inside the room are better khajurs, good quality khajurs. I will show you. Follow me. So as soon as they entered the room, he gave her a peck on the cheek. Bas. That is a sin. Then he went. Then he now, this is the maqam-e sahabiyat, sohbat, the asar of the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the effect. That is why the Sufis say that the asar, the effect of bayt and the asar of the company of the pious is not that it will affect you straight away, that you go and become bayt and you become a waliullah straight away. No. Effect will come. But sometimes it might come after a gradual period, but the effect will be there. And one of the main benefits of the sohbat, that is why they are called sahaba, the sohbat, the company of the pious, one of the main benefits that a person will not become a habitual sinner. A day will come that he will regret and he will make tawbah. A day will come. So straight away the benefit, the effect of the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sohbat nek was, he went, he rushed straight away that I have done something wrong. He went, read namaz, it was namaz time, he read namaz behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told him the whole story, this is what I have done. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, did you read namaz behind me? Now this is the effect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again his spirituality. Did you read namaz behind me? It's not going to happen here. Just now you say you commit sin and then you come and read namaz behind the Imam sallallahu. That was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did you read namaz behind me? The Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyat. This good deed that you have done has wiped away your sin. Reading namaz behind me has wiped away your sin. But he was sincere. Straight away he came to the Prophet ﷺ. So, Shaykh, so one of the benefits of bayt, linking up with the Shaykh. One of the benefits of the sohbat, company of the pious, is that a person might commit sin, but he will not be firm on those sins. He will not continue on those sins. A day will come when he will stop. He will regret. He will feel ashamed. So Shaykh Salim, he was a Shaykh. So this girl was left, young girl. And a day came because of the tricks of Shaitan that he involved himself with this girl. Zina was committed. But straight away he regretted that, what have I done? I've done a great guna, a major sin. He went to his Shaykh. The Shaykh said, there is no ilaj for you here, you have to go somewhere else. Shaykh said, I can't help you. The spirituality that you have lost because of this guna, I can't help you bring it back. You have to go to this certain area, and there is this buzruk there, go by him. So this Shaykh Salim Chishti travelled. And when he went there, he inquired from the people of the town that I am looking for this buzruk. They started using all vulgar language. What buzruk? He is a thug, he is nobody, he is like this, he is like this. You look like a very sharif, respectable person, don't go by him. So he heard this and he came back to his Shaykh. He said, Shaykh, this is what I have heard. Shaykh said, whatever you hear, only that person can bring you back to your station, to where you were spiritually. You have to go to him. So again he went. Again he inquired from the people, where can I? He said, what are you looking for? He said, no, I want to see him. So they pointed to the house, so and so house. He went inside the house and there was this buzruk sat there. And there's different bottles in front of him. One red color bottle, some syrup in it, or whatever is inside. One red color, one yellow color, one so and so, different colors of bottles. And one small child, beautiful small child sitting there. So now and then the buzruk will take a sip from this bottle and then he will kiss the child. But the buzruk will recognize the buzruk. As soon as he entered, he knew that yes, this is somebody. He sat down, he had a talk with him, he told him, he didn't tell him what had happened and why he had come for. He sat down, he had a talk with him. And then he said, Hazrat, I've come looking for you. The townspeople are saying that you are a bandit, you are a chore, you are this and that. They have so many names for you. And what is all this I see in front? The buzruk said, these are all bottles, they are filled with syrup, different flavor syrup. And this is my grandchild, my real grandchild. So he said, why have you done this dong? Why are you doing this stupid thing? You know, people are talking bad about you. I am doing this so that a person doesn't leave his young girl with me, so I don't commit zina afterwards. That is why I am doing this. People don't think that I am a big sheikh, and people don't put their trust in me with a girl. That's why I am doing this. So he linked up with this sheikh and he made his sincere tawbah. So sahaba were not safe from guna. Only the anbiya alayhi wasallatu wasalam. Guna can be committed. But it is up to us afterwards that we make sincere repentance. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Nawar Allahu Malqadahu, they were our great elders. In his town Gango, people used to come to study kitabs by him. In that time in Gango, there was no madrasa. There was no boarding, there was no lodging, they used to stay in the masjid. And whoever students used to come from far away, Hazrat used to tell the village people that you will provide food for this student. He will collect food from your house. So one student came, handsome, young, going to the gym, fit guy, six-pack guy, he came. So Hazrat fixed his meal with somewhere. And the girl she was just newly wed. So when the boy came to collect the meal, the young lad, the girl from behind the veils, very handsome boy, very fit lad. Slowly, slowly she showed herself. Slowly, slowly they started talking. Slowly, slowly they started building a relationship. Now a time came when they fixed a date that tonight we're going to go out. So the girl said, I will wait for you at this time tonight. Now this student is pressing the legs of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Nawar Allahu Malqadahu. He's pressing the legs, massaging his legs, pressing the legs at night time after Isha. And Hazrat starts snoring. So this guy caught on that Hazrat has gone to sleep. He runs to his Mahbuba, to his beloved Layla. So he's running. She's waiting there. Before he reaches the street, all of a sudden clouds come, lightning, thunder. The girl thinks, my family, everybody, mother-in-law, everybody's going to wake up. She runs into the house. The boy thinks Hazrat's bed is in the courtyard outside in the open. If it rains, Hazrat is going to wake up, and Hazrat is saying, where is he? So he ran quickly back, took the bed in, Hazrat went inside. When he went, he saw Hazrat was sat on the bed and holding both sides of the bed and giving tawajjuh, looking down, holding the bed firmly. In the morning, Hazrat said, Mauli sahab, I had to work very hard to save you last night. Don't ever do it again. Now that is a caliber, a sheikh of that caliber. So sometimes that is how Allah Ta'ala saves a person. If the sheikh is of that caliber, where are you going to find the sheikh of that caliber today? Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Nawarallah. But the company of the pious. And if a person is bad to somebody, sincerely again, company of the pious, sincere, that I have come in the company of the pious to change myself, and I have become bad to so and so, sincerely to change myself, then inshallah the effect will be there, sometimes slowly, but surely inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to take benefit from our akabirin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah.